Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brand, the NCAA is expanding Final Four seating. What's this all about?
Well, it's more people want to see the games. I mean, we have a random drawing for tickets for the Final Four right now. We can't come close to satisfying those who want to attend, most especially those of the colleges and universities that are going into the Final Four. So this gives us a great opportunity to provide more seating. Here's what's really interesting. We're setting it up so that the lines of sight in the new arena setup will be better for many of the seats than the current lines of sight.
Really?
Absolutely. And we're looking for arenas now and requiring arenas to have the best technologies, very big flat screens, so that wherever you're sitting in the arena, you can now also view the replays and similar parts of the game on the flat screens.
So you're telling me that 70,000 plus fans now at each Final Four beginning in 2009, there's still going to be better seats than there were maybe this year in Atlanta?
I think so, and certainly in the last couple of arenas. We had to jerry-rig these arenas for various reasons. I think this works much better. The lines of sight will be better. There'll be more opportunities to see the game. I don't think we'll still satisfy the demand, but we'll come closer. And the new technologies make a big difference. You can feel part of the action. I remember seeing football games, not necessarily sitting in the best seats, sitting in the nosebleed seats, but when I could watch the replay on the big flat screens, that made all the difference. And I think the new technology is going to help us along those lines.
But if you're Joe Fan and your team makes it to the Final Four, are you still going to have any chance at grabbing a ticket? Will this help?
It will help. Again, not everyone will get in, and we'll probably still need a lottery to decide who gets the tickets. But there'll be far more there. And here's something really interesting, Josh. One of the things we want to do is create a collegiate environment. We want to make sure that the students, the regularly enrolled students, have a better chance to sit up front. So what we're going to do is we're going to, on the ends of the court, have four sections devoted to students. They could stand, they could shout, all they like, and we're going to put it at a very low price so that whichever team is going could bring their student contingent. And that hasn't been possible before, and I think by bringing in the students and the bands, even though it's a larger arena, we'll have the students much closer to the side of the court, up front, where they haven't been for 20 or 30 years, that I think is going to change the environment for the better.
I think that voucher system is really important, because Final Four tickets are expensive. I mean, it's a premier event, but students are going to be able to afford tickets with this voucher system.
Yeah, we want students, A, to afford tickets, $15, $20 a seat, which is darn good for an event like that, hundreds of dollars normally. But secondly, we're using a voucher system because we don't want students just to get tickets to resell them. So you're going to have your student ID both to purchase the ticket and to get in.
So we are going to actually see many more students if we are going from 50,000 to 70,000, 80,000. Are we going to see a significant number of students at the games now to change that, as you said, collegial environment?
We'll see about 4,000 to 6,000 students up front, where we haven't seen before. And just because we have more seats, we'll see more students scattered throughout the arena. I think it'll be much more a collegiate environment, many more students. I have to tell you, when the student sections are there cheering, it makes all the difference.
I agree with you, and I look forward to going to this year's Final Four and maybe hanging out with the students, because that's where the fun will be.
That's where the fun will be.
Thanks, Dr. Brand.
You bet.